Hey, Dalit. Alt he nivol lahashi ba'azus mishamar debar masher loy tovim. So a person says something negative, do not respond quickly. Be nivol, be overwhelmed, and then you're going to respond with azus. Okay, so somebody says something bad, negative to you. He calls your name. He says something bad about you. So if you don't think, if you don't stop and think, your reaction is going to be a strong reaction, and you can't take those back. Once you did it, once you said that strong reaction, you're stuck with it. A lot of times you don't mean it. A lot of times you really regret the fact that you said it, and you a minute later you said, "Why did I just do that?" So if a person can control them. Himself. So they say that the Alter von Kellum used to have an anger hat. So he was only allowed to get angry, he was wearing the hat. So the hat was in the front closet of the building. So something would happen, he would want to get angry. So he'd have to go to the front closet to get angry. So by the time he got to the front closet, he was able to stop and think, really think this through, whether he really wanted to do this or not. It's a good old count to ten. The problem is counting to ten. You know, you need to, but it has to become some type of, unless you do this in a way where it's going to be an automatic reaction, it's going to be instinctive already. Thinking through when you're angry or upset is very difficult. A very common issue in close relationships. People are very close to each other. There's a tendency to, the nature of a close relationship is sometimes you end up hurting each other, and one person says something to the other person, which they don't even realize sometimes how deep it cuts. Another person reacts stronger than expected, and the person understands why, and it becomes a whole mess. The person thought through it just for a second and said, "You know, I don't want to do this." Be much better. That's one area where this applies. Even the more general issue, of this whole thing. The root of anger is expectations. I get angry because I expected somebody to treat me better, and they didn't treat me better. That life isn't fair. That it shouldn't be this way. And it turns out that it is this way, so I get angry. If I have no expectations, so nothing to get angry about. So people live in a country with a tremendous poverty, that's what everybody has, so there's nothing to get angry about. That's the way life is. They get exposed to a guy who has something different, they say, "Well, it's not fair. Why him, not me?" All of a sudden there's anger there. So the root of a lot of these things is, well, I expect people to treat me nicely, and people to treat me with respect, and people to treat me and appreciate who I am, and then they don't. And they don't appreciate who I am, and they don't treat me with respect, and they don't treat me nicely, and I get upset. Why is that expectation true? Right. The root of the problem was the expectation to start with is a toes. There are a lot of nice people out there, and even the nice people sometimes react more strongly than they should, etc., and say things they shouldn't say. But there's a lot of not nice people out there. So, why am I making expectations? A second point, I think a root of a lot of this issue. The reason why I want the recognition, the reason why I want the nice treatment, is that's rooted in my needs, not in that other person. I feel a need for people to treat me a certain way, because then I feel better about myself. So the root of the problem is the self-esteem, self-confidence issue.
Do you mean many?
if you remove if I'm very comfortable with what I am, who I am, so when somebody treats me less than desirable, okay, so it's his problem. If I'm looking to somebody else to give me recognition, that means inside of me, I'm not comfortable 100% with who I am, and I need you to validate me, and then when you don't validate me, it hurts. So it hurts. There's pain, then there's anger. If I never made that, if I'm, you know, I am who I am, I know my malice, I know my chesedness. In the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know how I play out. Somewhere in the middle, not perfect, not horrible, right? So your approbation is insignificant. It's not significant, and your lack of approbation is also not significant. I think I shared with you one time, on top of that, there's another nakuda, which is, Wilberforce writes a fascinating thing. He says, nowadays, he advises Rebbeim and Rabbanim not to be makbid on their covet. He says, we live in a society which is so removed from the concept of the covet, that when they see somebody makbid on their covet, they don't understand that the nakuda is the person being makbid on his covet of Torah. They think the person is being kibbeh atzmai. Right. So I had the situation recently. I had a conversation. A person was a rav spoke to me that there was a member of his kahila who clearly has issues, who publicly insulted the rav in a very, very degrading way. The rav did something which the person misinterpreted, and then the male, you know, right when the rav got up to speak, the person, like, Dafka stood up, looked around the whole room, and walked out the door in front of the whole shul's face, but not going to show that I can walk out in front of the rav. So he asked me, how should he react? I said, you shouldn't react. He says, well, it's coming to terror. I said, yeah, don't worry about it. He says, it's the shul's job to react, not yours. And if nobody in the shul wants to react, okay, we have a problem, but you can't do anything about it. He says, you're coming to terror. If they're not going to come to terror, and they told me the story, this girl is not going to come to terror. He says, you know, it's very nice. In the world they lived in, they're not going to come to terror. The world we lived in, people think you're not going to come out, not a come to terror. That's not a covet to Torah, it's an insult to Torah. I said, as a matter of fact, I think you get more covet from the tzibur if you're able to control, walk away from it, than if you don't walk away from it. I said, wow, this person has such good meters, he's able to not be insulted, but somebody publicly insults him. He says, yeah, but what about covet to Torah? I said, well, you stop the covet to Torah thing, you know, like, you must remember the covet to Torah thing, you know, like, you know, I'm telling you, the covet to Torah is to walk away from it. This went on like three times. I said, is there anyone in the kilo? He says, yeah, one person's in the kilo, said he's going to speak to the person, he's going to go speak to whatever. There. I said, great. So why are you talking to me? I better think to my life and say that. But so I said, like, you know, like, what's the issue over here? Like, you know, hello, let's move on. And I didn't tell him, because that wasn't my makom right now, that wasn't what he came to me for, that the Rishiva one time told us that how do you know when it's covered shemayim, how do you know when it's covered atzmai? He wasn't only talking about covered shemayim, covered atzmai, he was talking about the nakuda of kenos. He says, when you do it with zero emotion, it's the same shemayim. If you have any emotion involved, it's not the same shemayim. He says, the same as regular, you put on tefillin. Now, if your taka gets emotional about putting on tefillin, okay, fine. But most people don't get so emotional about putting on tefillin. You know? They should, but they don't. You know, should punch it, Mr. Ur, like, you know, wow, putting on tefillin. But we don't. So that's what the same dragon. You should have your kinas Hashem Savakas. But if you're getting all emotional about it, it means it touched something that you're personally taking. You're taking it personally. So the guy came to me three times, got a little upset about covenant Shemayim, covenant Shemayim, covenant Torah, covenant Torah. It means the bottom line, that wasn't the issue. Which, I mean, I didn't need to figure that out beforehand. The fact that he came to me to discuss it was indicated that to me. That was, he was hurt. So if you're not covenant Torah, you're personally hurt. So, like, leave the covenant Torah part out of it. You know, like, the issue is you personally hurt. What's the best way to deal with that type of issue? Just move. Your shalali shmo nowadays is to move on. You get more covet. If your issue is covet, you get more covet walking away than you get by reacting to it. So the Shem Shemayim part is that the person is Shemayim Chabazayim Mashivim, you know, the person walks away, that's all the Gazah. Yishalom Lishmo is to walk away. So I say, excuse me, which part? The Lishmo is to walk away. The Shalom Lishmo is to walk away. Which part is you should, so which part are you saying yes? Tarsu, well, you're not thinking. So that's this initial rush. Don't be nivol. You're supposed to stop and think. And you stop and think, a lot of times you realize it's not worth it. It's just, it doesn't make any sense. So the logical thing is bedafka not to. You know, then there's the last nakuda is, and these type of things, health wise, you're much happier if you don't react to it. You know what? Somebody insulted me. If I react to what I'm saying, I'm a person that lets these things get to me, and it's not healthy for me. You know, emotionally healthy, physically healthy, it's just not worth it. I'd rather a person who doesn't dwell on these things and moves on with life. It's a much happier life. You know, there's people. I don't know. I just, you know, just heard of myself which happened today. I said this is not going to end good. You know, it's something to be. Person got all insulted. You know, so now he's standing at my knockman and it's COVID. You know, shaita from COVID. You know, then playing wants to know, should he stand with him? You know, the shame shemaim. He asked the rav, should he stand while it's COVID? Should he refuse to do something for Almoni? I mean, the rav was like, you know, was rolling his eyes when he got to Shiloh. Like, you got out of your mind. You should get involved in a machloek because of COVID, somebody's COVID. Like, stop it. Like, what are you thinking? You know, he's gonna, you know, go insult Pliny because Pliny was like, you know, like you're just perpetuating a mess. You need to talk, if anything, you need to talk to the person and say, you know, move on with life. But people are very macro, their COVID is very, very, very sensitive, and it's a very dangerous thing. And our end, we need to learn to be very careful and be sensitive to, and when it's done to us, we need to move on. When it's done to somebody else, we understand that people are very sensitive. You have to be very careful with how you interface with somebody.